We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve at 10 in the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The Wichita Police Department is looking for the owners of an urn that was found at a Goodwill store. In a post on their Facebook page, WPD says the urn was found September 28th in a dresser that was dropped off at a Goodwill store in the 1600 block of South Rock Road. The urn is square with a cross on the front. The Goodwill manager wishes to return the urn to the person who donated the dresser. Police ask anyone with information to call WPD Property and Evidence Section at 316-303-8220. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We'll likely have some patchy areas of frost on the windshields. Temperatures today around 60 at noontime, 66 later on this afternoon. It'll be clear and not as cool tonight, our low 49, but windy and much warmer tomorrow, Thursday's high 78. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky, calm and 39 degrees.
The city of Wichita has approved a new 7-member citizen review board for the Wichita Police Department. It's based on study recommendations from Wichita State University and feedback from community members. The new board will review complaints and police department practices regarding racial and bias-based issues. Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says the board members will have extended access to department records and the complaint process, and the board meetings are open to the public. That prompted a question from City Council member Pete Meitzner.
So we have, obviously, we'll have attorneys and law present through all of these.
Well, there will be CORA training,
right?
And understanding of what they can and cannot talk about. They will sign an understanding to that effect. And this isn't new ground. We're not breaking new ground. This is done throughout the country.
The city council approved the new board by a unanimous 5-0 vote.
Multiple factors have contributed to lower gasoline prices in Kansas, including the change from summer to winter fuel blends. And an expert believes prices haven't hit bottom yet. Jennifer Haw is with AAA Kansas.
There's that, and there's also, you know, the demand for this time of year will start going down a little bit, too. So I think that'll make a big difference. Of course, if we have a steady demand still through the winter months because we have a mild winter, that could impact some of that.
Gas prices in Kansas have fallen to their lowest level since Hurricane Harvey made landfall in Texas in late August to $2.30 per gallon. Average price in Wichita at midweek, $2.25 a gallon.
An update on the wildfires in Sonoma County, California. Sheriff Rob Giordano says it's still a dangerous situation. Sonoma County now has 11 fire-related deaths, raising the number of dead from area fires to 17. Giordano says they have received 300 missing person reports.
Personally, I think it'll be one of the worst disasters in California history. Never seen anything like it. The amount of resources we put into it, the amount of damage we've seen, the amount of... it's just unbelievable.
New command is on the way for the USS John McCain.
The destroyer's top two officers were relieved of duty for what the Navy calls a loss of confidence. The Navy says it's evident the collision in August that killed 10 sailors was preventable. It also says the ship's commanding officer exercised poor judgment and that the executive officer exercised poor leadership of the ship's training program. It was the Navy's second deadly collision in 2 months, following the USS Fitzgerald's earlier collision off the coast of Japan that killed 7 sailors. Luis Martinez, ABC News, Washington.
A lawsuit alleges that a boy sexually assaulted a girl at a suburban Kansas City middle school after school officials failed to report previous allegations against the boy to law enforcement.
The Kansas City Star reports that the girl's father is suing the Shawnee Mission School District. The lawsuit, filed Monday in federal court, alleges the girl was assaulted earlier this year at a study hall classroom at Westridge Middle School. The suit says the boy's school records contain reports from 3 other female students about similar assaults and that none of them were reported to authorities. Several current and former school and district officials are also named as defendants. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
This is Fire Prevention Week in Wichita. Fire Lieutenant Jose Okady says there are activities planned every day this week.
Wednesday, fun and learn at the North YMCA. Thursday, we'll be taking out our mobile prevention experience, our fire safety house, to a couple schools to teach them about the importance of smoke rises, get low and go.
This year's theme is Every Second Counts, Plan Two Ways Out. Steve at 10 in the morning now, 8:35 here at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward, and Ted has a Hollywood obituary for us today, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll talk about the passing of Bob Schiller, a comedy writer whose credits go all the way back to TV's infancy, including I Love Lucy. Bob Schiller has died at the age of 98. He began writing for TV in 1950.
Wow.
A few years later, he formed a partnership with Bob Weisskopf. They collaborated for nearly 50 years. Among their hundreds of TV scripts was the classic I Love Lucy episode that had Lucy stomping on grapes.
Yep.
Yep, classic old TV right there. Their partnership went through the 1960s into the 70s. They co-created The Lucy Show, the follow-up to I Love Lucy. And they worked on the Red Skelton Hour. They worked on Flip Wilson's variety show. He shared Emmy Awards along the way. Also wrote for All in the Family as well. So talk about a guy that worked with Lucille Ball, the All in the Family crew, Flip Wilson. That guy had a ton of good stories.
Quite a resume.
Bob Schiller, Hollywood writer, has died at the age of 98. More trouble for Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, and Rocky never goes away.
Things are continuing to escalate in the claims against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein just a week after a bombshell report in the New York Times detailing charges of sexual misconduct. Now, an expose in the New Yorker magazine is alleging Weinstein forced himself on three women along with other accusations of sexual assault. Meanwhile, Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie both tell the New York Times that Weinstein harassed them.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about training me.
I don't do that stuff no more.
His performance as Rocky Balboa in Creed earned him an Oscar nomination. Now Sylvester Stallone getting back in the ring for Creed 2 as writer, producer, and director. Sly making the announcement on his Instagram. This will be the eighth installment in the Rocky series. It'll also feature returning star Michael B. Jordan. I'm Matt Wolf.
Remember,
I can't wait.
Remember in the airplane movies when there was a poster in the background, it was like Rocky 43, and Rocky was old and bent over? Well, we've kind of reached that point now, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Hey, I know Steve's been waiting for this. The BET Hip Hop Awards.
I don't dance now.
A big night for Cardi B at the BET Hip Hop Awards, which aired last night. Her number one hit, Bodak Yellow, took home five awards, including Single of the Year. But the most talked about moment came courtesy of Eminem.
That's why he wants us to disband, because he cannot withstand the fact we're not afraid of Trump.
His freestyle takedown of Donald Trump had over 3.6 million views on YouTube as of Tuesday morning. It was also the top trending video. Movie producer Harvey Weinstein's world continues to collapse as decades of alleged sexual harassment and some claim sexual assault comes to light. Weinstein's wife of 10 years, fashion designer Georgina Chapman, has filed for divorce, while Weinstein's own brother, Bob Weinstein, with whom Harvey co-founded their production company, called him, quote, obviously a very sick man, as well as, quote, a world-class liar.
Cardi B
turns 25 today. And pop legend Daryl Hall is 71. I'm Christopher Watson.
Any news on possibly when the Cardi B Christmas album's coming out?
No. Or the Def Comedy Jam Christmas album for Steve McIntosh?
Cardi B, everybody.
Yeah, uh-huh. Another contestant eliminated this week on ABC's Dancing with the Stars.
The journey to Mirrorball greatness came to an end this week for former NBA pro Derek Fisher. He and partner Sharna Burgess eliminated from the competition on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. He spoke openly about his daughter Tatum on the show, who's a cancer survivor. Now, for him, being a part of all this was to set an example for his daughter.
What else do you want Tatum to take from this experience?
You have to continue to go through life focused really on how you feel about yourself, to be a strong and confident and vibrant woman regardless of what somebody else thinks.
Matt Wolf, ABC News.
The Voice on NBC held its final blind auditions last night. Coaches Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, Miley Cyrus, Jennifer Hudson aiming to round out their teams. Miley filled out her all-female team. That's a first on The Voice, with country singer Megan Rose. She sang Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe.
Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Kellanet she breathed.
I did not come here to have an all-female team. And I just follow the yellow brick road. And I go to Oz. And it always has been right for me. And I learned.
I refuse to let you think that that made any sense.
I'm Dorothy. You're Toto. Get in the basket.
Here you go. The Voice last night on NBC. Mm. Always love to hear Ode to Billy Joe. That was the number one song when I was born.
That's a classic.
Billy Joe, yep.
Throwing that something off that bridge over there.
Yeah. Still don't know what was throwing off that bridge.
Somebody's lunch, probably.
Hey, Steve, I bet you were watching TV or listening to the radio 25 years ago on this night.
I'm sure
I was.
What
was going on 25 years ago tonight?
Okay.
It was the first of three presidential debates. Candidates George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Ross Perot.
Ah, yes.
Things
Ross
got
Perot,
very entertaining with those,
did.
With those three.
Did.
It just turned surreal.
Ross was a hoot.
Yep. That was good radio and good television 25 years ago on this night. All right, we'll finish up with the funny. Let's check in with Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
Well, this is kind of crazy. A coach for the Miami Dolphins had to resign after a video surfaced of him snorting white powder. Afterwards, the team was like, so that's why the 50-yard line kept disappearing.
Let's head over to James Corden. CBS is The Late Late Show with James Corden talking about Star Wars.
Did you guys see the trailer for the new Star Wars movie? Everybody's talking about it. And there was one new character that people are really excited about. It's a cute little creature called a porg. Here's a photo of one. There he is there. I know. For those of you unfamiliar with porgs, these are the toys you'll be trampling over other parents to get the day after Thanksgiving.
And sticking with the Star Wars theme, let's check in with ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Tickets for Star Wars went on sale right after the trailer finished. And unfortunately, if you didn't get them last night, you're too late. It's completely sold out forever. You're going to have to wait to see it on TBS or something. But the new movie is called Star Wars The Last Jedi. It's not technically a sequel to the one that came out last year, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. That movie was a prequel to Star Wars A New Hope. The Last Jedi is a sequel to The Force Awakens, which itself was a sequel to the... Oh, you don't care? Okay.
They only made three Godfathers. Wow.
There you go.
A little confusing.
Some of the funny last night on the late night shows. That is entertainment news in the blur for this Wednesday, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. You know, they have lunch specials every day.
Absolutely.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Right around lunch.
Get a little reduced price there and get yourself a great lunch. Check that out. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. They'll set you up with a great tasty little pizza right there at K15 208 South Baltimore. Mm-mm. Pizza John's in Derby.
843 Steve and Ted, a new Wichita medical facility. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.